The first case is 12,115 Beverly I. Hogate seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-25, 115-181, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Roosevelt Avenue, approximately 1,420 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38835 Roosevelt Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 20.18, Parcel 9. Staff would note that since code changes, they no longer need a rear yard setback as the deck can encroach to within 5 feet of the property line. So as proposed, it's 9 feet, so that is okay. They also now have 5 foot side yard setbacks. So the side yard is request is for a 1 foot for the steps and for the HVAC system to encroach into the side yard. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Beverly Hogate, 38835 Roosevelt Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you can go right to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can submit them down to Ms. Cornwell at the end.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variances?
Okay. I am requesting to cantilever our deck by 2 feet closer to our lagoon, mainly because on our corner of our deck we have a table and chairs, and it's so tight, it's a round table, that if you were all sitting there, you can't get around the corner. You have to go in one door of the house and then out the front door to get around.
Ms. Hogate, before I guess you get too far into it, one of the things that Ms. Cornwell was referencing, and if it didn't get communicated to you, we apologize. There were some of the variances that you were requesting because you were looking to expand your deck.
Yes.
As proposed. Well, there were some ordinances that were passed last month.
Okay.
Actually, after our last board meeting, there was a county council had a meeting and they passed some ordinances.
Okay.
And because of that, some of what you're proposing to do there no longer needs a variance. But when looking at this, there were some items that looked like they were existing that still needed variances. There are HVAC systems and stairs on the side of the property, which were also part of the application. So those are the issues.
Stairs on the side of the property?
Based on the site plan that we have, Ms. Cornwell maybe I'll better explain that. But based on the
steps.
Site plan we have, there are steps and HVAC on the side of your house.
In the 5 foot setback that is our property.
Yes.
That's correct.
And they cannot encroach that as far as they are, because right now your steps are 1 foot off the property line.
What steps?
So
on the north side of the house.
And this is one of those unique cases where it came out before.
So this is the survey that was submitted with the application. So it was showing steps, a little landing coming out of the side of the house with some steps.
Right.
So that needs a variance because it's only 1 foot off the property line. And then your HVAC systems are closer than 3 feet from the side property line. So they need a variance.
But I'm confused because everybody in our neighborhood has those. Isn't that 5 feet ours?
Right, but only certain things can encroach into that. And these both need variances to be able to encroach.
Even though they've been there for 12 years?
You might want to explain that. In these five criteria that they've apparently been there for 12 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that make a difference? We built the house 12 years ago, and that those stairs and those HVA systems were put in at that time by Iachetta Builders and Barica Homes. It was a combination builder.
And it looks like you received a variance for the house when you built that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see this particularly with some of the older applications. That folks who came in to get a variance for their house didn't necessarily on their site plan show where their HVAC or their stairs were. And had they shown that, we could have addressed it at that time, whether there were variances needed for stairs and HVAC.
Well, see, that I wouldn't have been involved in that. That would have been
okay.
The builder.
Okay. Well, and perhaps you could explain that. You know, when you built that, you relied on a builder to build that for you. Who was the builder you were?
It was Barica Homes and Iachetta Builders combined. It was a Barica home, and Iachetta Builders were involved also. And the actual builder is no longer in the area. The person that worked, I can't even think of his name, the person that, but I find this very strange because every person in our neighborhood has their HVAC and side stairs on that side of their house, on the north side. So that seems...
We've had a lot of people...
Seems a lot,
it
seems strange.
Variances.
So are you saying...
A lot of people in your subdivision has gotten variances.
So in other words, are you saying that I need to apply now for a variance for those that have been there for 12 years?
No. So what you did when you submitted your application is we caught that at that time. So we advertised that correctly.
Okay.
So if you just want to explain that you just said the steps in the HV are consistent with the area in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think it would be an issue?
No.
And it was built at the time of the property? That the house was built, so mm-hmm. it's been there?
Right, yes. Yeah, we moved in June 29th of 2006. That was our occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been there that long, and that's how that's when the HVAC and stairs were built.
Right.
So do I need not to address that anymore and go on just with what I'm doing now?
Well, and again, you don't, since we did some code changes, you don't actually need a variance for the deck. What you need is a variance for the HVAC and the steps. So Mr. Sharp, would it be okay if I just asked her the questions? So what's unique about the property?
You want me to read this? This is about the...
Yep,
you said we don't even need this now.
So tell me what's unique about the property regarding the HV and the steps.
Okay. All the properties in our neighborhood are basically 50 by 90 to 100.
Okay.
And we have what we thought were 5-foot setbacks on the one side, which on mine would be the north side, which is where the HVA system is, and then 10 feet on the south side. But actually, I always understood it to be 5 feet for me and 5 feet for the others and a 5-foot easement in the middle. I don't know if that's still the case, 15 feet between the other two houses, all houses. But, you know, with that uniqueness of the narrowness of our properties, and they're all the same. I mean, basically, everybody only has 50-foot frontage on the water. So, therefore, there's not a lot of room for an HVAC. And those stairs are there basically as an extra, like, emergency exit. It's our laundry room is there.
Okay.
We very rarely use that exit, but that was the purpose of it.
Okay. So, then it couldn't not otherwise be developed?
No, it couldn't be.
Okay.
And we're not allowed, we couldn't develop it.
And then it was not created by you, the applicant?
No.
Okay. And that's because you stated that the builder built that in the
yes.
same location? Okay.
Yes.
And you don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Oh, not at all, because as I said, most everyone has that. They're all going to be surprised to learn this.
So, and then it would be the minimum variance needed to keep them
yes.
as is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that help, Mr. Sharp?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, you seem surprised that and unaware that the additional variances were needed and that the original one wasn't. No one contacted you from the office until before tonight about the changes?
From your office here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. No other questions?
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
If you've been there for 12 years, why are you here before us now?
I'm here because my builder came in to get a building permit to expand our deck, and he was told at that department that I needed to file for a variance. And that's why I filed for the variance, because they told him that I needed it. He didn't think I did. But anyway, that's why I filed for the variance, for the expansion of the deck.
Okay.
And I would just clarify, since they came in and applied, the code changed, so the deck can actually now encroach closer than,
right.
So there was some overlap.
So he was right, he just didn't know it.
Yeah.
Right.
He was a little early.
Same. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So you hired a professional to build this house for you, and they located the stairs and the HVAC?
Yes.
Within the setback?
Yes.
And you had no way of knowing that?
I had no way of knowing that.
So you did not create the problem?
I did not.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, the first, what was the first variance?
Pardon?
The first variance you got, what was that?
This one here?
The first one. You came in and got a variance?
Years ago.
Years ago?
Mm-hmm.
March 6th of 2006.
What was it, you know? A larger home? You said something about a larger home?
Oh, March 6th of 2006, that would have been the builder.
Mm-hmm.
Because we moved into our house June 29th of 2006. So that would have been probably Berica Homes or whoever.
For the house.
For that, it's larger than what it was, or what it's supposed to be. That's why they got it.
Yeah, the house sits in the setback, according to the survey.
Okay. When she was saying the other houses like that, I know that she built a larger home, and had to get a variance for that.
I don't believe that was the case, Mr. Workman. I'm looking at the minutes, and I don't see the findings for this one, but it references that there were variances from the side yard setback for a dwelling. And it, unfortunately, the records back then aren't as clear as we use today. So it just says, you know, proposed dwelling, and I presume it's the same one. We can certainly ask Ms. Hogate if that's the case.
No, that's fine. I didn't know what, I mean, she was saying others in there, but had a previous variance. I didn't know that she built a larger home, and that's why she had to get it.
Oh, well, we did build a larger home, but we kept it in the same footprint of the home that we had. We've had that property since the 70s, okay. But we built it in the exact same footprint of our previous home.
Okay. No other questions.
Right. Thank you.
Just one question. No complaints from any neighbors about these?
No, actually, my next-door neighbor, Betty Ellis, was contacted by you all, and she told me that she called and had told someone here that she had no problem at all whatsoever with it, but obviously there's no complaint. She lives south of me, and she doesn't have any complaints.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case 12,115. We're well aware of the uniqueness of most properties in Cape Windsor, and this condition is not much different than the others. She could not have had her stairs or HVAC with the house location. It was not created by the applicant. She hired a professional to handle these issues for. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and the variance request is a minimal request.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,115. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Burton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,115 is approved.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Next case, please.
The next application is 12,116. Millard F. Harold III seeks variances from the front and side yard setbacks, sections 115-35, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of James A. Street, approximately 150 feet northeast of Fisher Street. The 911 address is 38361 James A. Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 89. Staff would note that this has different setbacks, so they're requesting a 2.7 feet front yard setback for the steps. The house is okay because it has an average front yard setback, and then they're asking for a 4.9 and a 4.8 foot side yard setback for the shed. Received no letters in opposition, two mails returns, and really two letters in support. One is